A damsel with a knight lived of late. She was a beauty bright of low estate. A shepherd's daughter dear in famous Dorsetshire. But fortune proved severe, as you shall find. While she in service dwelt, there steward he pretended that he felt captivity. And sorrow for her sake, said he, some pity take, or else my heart will break, dearest, he cried. The charming bliss, he cried, let me enjoy, for thou shalt be my bride, love, be not coy. Doubt not my loyalty, if I am false to thee, let vengeance follow me for mine offense. From her fond arms she flung, and frowns did cast, yet his deluding tongue gained her at last. So that she proved with child, then this young damsel mild, finding herself defiled, her grief was great. Now when he understood her woeful case, he led her to a wood, where for a space they wandered hand in hand, from lonesome land to land. She could not understand what it did mean. To him she made her moan with melting eyes, as they was all alone, these was her cries: make me your lawful wife, or end my wretched life. This said, he drew his knife and wounded her. Down at his feet she fell, and bleeding lay, crying, false love, farewell, now this day. Here I am laid for low, yet of a truth I know, you not unpunished go for thine offense. There was no living soul but you and I, that see this horrid foul black villainy. Yet when I am at rest, conscience shall you molest. She, having this expressed, closed her eyes. The steward left her there, covered with green, close in a thicket where she'd not be seen. As home his course he steered, a frightful voice he heard, crying, you're not cleared of murder so. Conscience continually flew in his face, likewise a dreadful cry in every place. Followed him night and day, false steward, come away, and make no long delay, you must be tried. When he laid down his head to close his eyes, he heard all round his bed the wanted cries, which so disturbed his rest that he smote on his breast, crying, I am oppressed, where should I go? Sometimes her bleeding ghost in flames appeared, saying, you shall not boast that you are cleared. Who wrought my fatal fall? For vengeance still I call. Alive or dead, you shall have your reward. This soul amazing grief he could not bear, and therefore, to be brief, in sad despair, he took that very knife and cut the thread of life, that he might end the strife and follow her. He left these lines behind, written in blood. Dearest, I proved unkind, therefore a flood of tears and reeking gore now must waft me o'er to that eternal shore where thou dost dwell.